when I lived in Jamaica Plain, everybody, I lived in the housing project, and everybody was city workers, firemen, policemen, tea workers. Didn't know anybody who worked in a tannery. My father worked in a shoe factory in Brockton when he was a kid. So that was my closest connection to the leather shops. But I, you know, my father didn't teach us much about it because it was just, to him it was just a job when he was a kid. He was worked, and I'm not sure exactly what he did. I knew he did drive, he drove a truck for a while for one of those shops. But he's deceased now, so we can't get any information on there. But the city of Peabody, I came with this neighborhoods, well, just like when I grew up in Jamaica Plain, we had different neighborhoods. There was, but around here, there's West Peabody, there's South Peabody, there's the downtown, you know, Peabody crew, which my wife grew up in that era. So I know from her, you know, that's pretty much how we grew up in Jamaica Plain. We hung around in neighborhoods. And if we get tired of hanging around in one neighborhood, we traveled to another one. It was because they weren't far. But in Peabody, you had West Peabody. You didn't just, you know, in Jamaica Plain, we could walk to another neighborhood. But in West Peabody, you're either downtown, you're in South Peabody, or you're out past Route 1. My wife said they all hung around pretty much the same way we hung around in Jamaica Plain. They went to the diner, or when the first McDonald's opened up, they went to the first McDonald's or the first Burger King or whatever. We used to do the same thing. The first one, Jamaica Plain, I think was in Dedham, West Roxbury. You had to get in the car and go there. You couldn't. Mm-hmm. Or you could take a bus, but we didn't take a bus to go there. We'd hang out there, meet people from. That was interesting in Jamaica Plain because you met people from Dedham, Brookline, West Roxbury, Newton. Kids would travel. It was close. 128 was right there, so you'd meet people from all kinds of places. Mm-hmm. But pretty much the same, you know, working class neighborhoods.
Yeah. Did you ever want to leave Peabody? Move somewhere else?
No, we were comfortable here. We had our first house. We were comfortable. We were young. We were still skiing. And then we were still working in Boston, commuting. And then we decided to have children. That was pretty much it. We were set in Peabody. We knew we wanted to stay here. Our kids went to St. John's School. And when they got older, one went to Fenwick, and one went to Peabody, and the other one, Patrick, went to Landmark School in Beverly. So we were rooted in here. Mm-hmm. Friends are, you know, made good friends here. We're very content.
So you came to Peabody at a time when the factories were closing and the environmental regulations started taking effect.
Right.
How did you view all that? What was going on?
I was not really in the loop at the time. I didn't know. I just knew I wanted to go to work for them, but I also knew that the tanneries. You know, I was reading the trade publications, and they were back of the. I don't know if you have any here. They were a very thin magazine put out by the leather manufacturers, and at the back of the magazine there were. Advertisements for equipment, and months of these publications came out, there'd be a whole page of advertisements for used equipment because the tannery went out, and there'd also be notices of tanneries going out of business, and during the 70s there was quite a lot of them, so every week you saw, you know, so many, you know, Victory Tanning closed, or, you know, another tannery closed, and it's like, so that some of that work was absorbed by somebody else around the area, but it was pretty much the tanning industry really fell apart when the EPA came in and said you have to clean up your water before it goes into the sewer.